Вариант 16.
Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.
Вы два раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и видом домашнего гаджета, о котором беседуют говорящие в каждом из диалогов. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующий вид гаджета, обозначенный цифрами. Используйте каждый вид гаджета из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть один лишний вид гаджета. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Why are you eating sandwiches all the time?
I don't like to wash up.
But we've bought a special gadget to do it.
I'm too lazy to put all the plates and knives and forks in it.
Dialogue B.
What's on, I wonder?
I really don't know. I'm not watching.
If nobody is watching, will you turn it off, please?
All right.
Dialogue C.
Let's have a wine and cheese party tomorrow.
Who shall we invite?
Why not invite our neighbours? Then the noise won't matter.
What a clever idea. Shall we start ringing them now?
I'm not sure they'll be glad to hear us at 12 p.m.
Dialogue D.
If you're hungry, you can have some chicken soup.
I don't know how to cook it.
It's ready. You'll only have to heat it up.
How shall I do it?
It's easy. Put the plate in, choose the time, and press this button. When the bell rings, take the plate out.
Okay. But will you do it for me the first time?
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Why are you eating sandwiches all the time?
I don't like to wash up.
But we've bought a special gadget to do it.
I'm too lazy to put all the plates and knives and forks in it.
Dialogue B.
What's on, I wonder?
I really don't know. I'm not watching.
If nobody is watching, will you turn it off, please?
All right.
Dialogue C.
Let's have a wine and cheese party tomorrow.
Who shall we invite?
Why not invite our neighbours? Then the noise won't matter.
What a clever idea. Shall we start ringing them now?
I'm not sure they'll be glad to hear us at 12 p.m.
Dialogue D.
If you're hungry, you can have some chicken soup.
I don't know how to cook it.
It's ready. You'll only have to heat it up.
How shall I do it?
It's easy. Put the plate in, choose the time, and press this button. When the bell rings, take the plate out.
Okay. But will you do it for me the first time?
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A.
Reading a book and watching television are both entertaining. Although, I prefer watching television more than reading. Sometimes, it's good to have alternative to make my life interesting and enjoyable. Reading gives me a sense of peace and relaxation, especially when I'm tired of the loud and busy city around me. Watching television wakes up my emotions in another way. And I love the acting, music, and sceneries.
B.
The advantage of reading a book is that it's portable and can be enjoyed anywhere. I used to bring along my favorite book anywhere I went just so I could read it when I'm free. Watching television is very time-consuming while reading is not. It can take long hours, days, or months to finish your favorite television series, or you can just pick out the book series and finish reading it in just a short moment.
C.
Reading books requires a certain level of your language knowledge in order to have full understanding of an event happening, whereas watching television is a different matter. You can easily interpret the incident that is showing on the screen with the help of motion pictures, background music, and sceneries. Unlike reading a book, much less language knowledge is required to have a general idea of the plot.
D.
You can improve and learn new languages through both reading and watching television. No matter what kind of books you choose to read, it will help you in reducing grammar mistakes or enlarging your vocabulary. On the other hand, watching TV can give you something you can't get from reading books. Accents and slangs can be picked up from TV programs, which will be useful when socializing with people from different parts of continents.
E.
Whenever I'm bored, my initial thought about what I'm going to do is either to watch television or to read a book. Both are enjoyable, but I still prefer watching television. Reading requires concentration, silence, and a lot of thinking while they're not much needed for watching movies or series, and you can easily talk and joke around with your friends or families while you're watching a show, which is absolutely impossible while reading.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. A.
Reading a book and watching television are both entertaining. Although, I prefer watching television more than reading. Sometimes, it's good to have alternative to make my life interesting and enjoyable. Reading gives me a sense of peace and relaxation, especially when I'm tired of the loud and busy city around me. Watching television wakes up my emotions in another way. And I love the acting, music, and sceneries.
B.
The advantage of reading a book is that it's portable and can be enjoyed anywhere. I used to bring along my favorite book anywhere I went just so I could read it when I'm free. Watching television is very time-consuming while reading is not. It can take long hours, days, or months to finish your favorite television series, or you can just pick out the book series and finish reading it in just a short moment.
C.
Reading books requires certain level of your language knowledge in order to have full understanding of an event happening, whereas watching television is a different matter. You can easily interpret the incident that is showing on the screen with the help of motion pictures, background music, and sceneries. Unlike reading a book, much less language knowledge is required to have a general idea of the plot.
D.
You can improve and learn new languages through both reading and watching television. No matter what kind of books you choose to read, it will help you in reducing grammar mistakes or enlarging your vocabulary. On the other hand, watching TV can give you something you can't get from reading books. Accents and slangs can be picked up from TV programs, which will be useful when socializing with people from different parts of continents.
E.
Whenever I'm bored, my initial thought about what I'm going to do is either to watch television or to read a book. Both are enjoyable, but I still prefer watching television. Reading requires concentration, silence, and a lot of thinking while they're not much needed for watching movies or series, and you can easily talk and joke around with your friends or families while you're watching a show, which is absolutely impossible while reading.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Anne, did you like your trip to the safari park?
That was lovely. I enjoyed it very much. It's a pity you didn't join us.
To tell the truth, I don't like places like zoos or safari parks. I think that animals should live in their natural world, in the jungle, in the forest, in the sea.
I hate zoos too. Lions and tigers in the cages look so sad. But safari parks are different. Animals are free to walk, and what's more, they can follow their instincts. Males fight each other for the attention of the female, and the strongest win. The result is that cute baby animals are being born throughout the season. Sometimes visitors are lucky enough to watch a birth in progress and see as the baby takes its first steps.
Maybe you are right, but all the zoos must be closed. And animals must be sent back to the wild.
No, you don't understand. Animals that were born in zoos and lived there all their lives can't live in the wild. Do you remember the film we watched together? It was about two monkeys that were returned to the jungle from the zoo. They had no chance, and they died.
Okay, you have won. People should build more safari parks. Animals can run there. They feel free, and they are safe there. And the best thing is not to put animals in the zoos. But will people stop doing it?
It's a difficult question. Safari parks occupy very large territories, which humans sometimes need for agriculture, industrial, or political reasons. It's easier for people to put animals into cages on a smaller territory. Then it's not so problematic to check the animals' food and make sure that they are healthy. Oh, look at this magazine. There are nice pictures of a safari park in Africa, and there is an interesting story.
Let's buy the magazine. I'd like to know more about safari parks.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
Anne, did you like your trip to the safari park?
That was lovely. I enjoyed it very much. It's a pity you didn't join us.
To tell the truth, I don't like places like zoos or safari parks. I think that animals should live in their natural world. In the jungle, in the forest, in the sea.
I hate zoos too. Lions and tigers in the cages look so sad, but safari parks are different. Animals are free to walk, and what's more, they can follow their instincts. Males fight each other for the attention of the female, and the strongest win. The result is that cute baby animals are being born throughout the season. Sometimes visitors are lucky enough to watch a birth in progress and see as the baby takes its first steps.
Maybe you are right. But all the zoos must be closed, and animals must be sent back to the wild.
No, you don't understand. Animals that were born in zoos and lived there all their lives can't live in the wild. Do you remember the film we watched together? It was about two monkeys that were returned to the jungle from the zoo. They had no chance, and they died.
Okay, you have won. People should build more safari parks. Animals can run there. They feel free. And they are safe there. And the best thing is not to put animals in the zoos. But will people stop doing it?
It's a difficult question. Safari parks occupy very large territories, which humans sometimes need for agriculture, industrial, or political reasons. It's easier for people to put animals into cages on a smaller territory. Then it's not so problematic to check the animals' food and make sure that they are healthy. Oh, look at this magazine. There are nice pictures of a safari park in Africa, and there is an interesting story.
Let's buy the magazine. I'd like to know more about safari parks.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.